Today, I'm going to show you how to send an email, but the person you send it to won't read your text. They'll actually hear your voice.
Welcome to another episode of The Computer Tutor, tips, tricks, and advice from a computer pro, without all the tech talk. And now, here is your computer tutor, Scott Johnson.
This is Computer Tutor Podcast, episode number 8, and the information and links mentioned in this podcast can be found at computertutorflorida.com/008. I am Scott Johnson, the computer tutor, and I'm here to make computing easy for you. I know it can seem way too complicated sometimes when you got software installation, error messages, viruses, backing up all your files, and all that stuff. Well, what I do is I break all that down into little bite-sized chunks, so it's a lot easier to deal with. Imagine it like this. If you were going to have to, say you had to learn everything there is to know about computers, it would be kind of like eating a jawbreaker the size of a basketball. It's impossible. You'd give up before even trying that. Well, when I show you how to do something with your computer, it's more like eating an M&M. It's that easy. Okay, sometimes some computer stuff that I teach might be a little harder than that. Maybe it's like a junior mint. But that's still pretty easy. And at no time would I ever force any information on you that is as big as a peppermint patty. That's where I draw the line. No peppermint patties. Okay, we better get into this before I have to turn off the microphone and go eat some candy. Today I'm telling you about a service that I've been using for about a week. It's completely free. It's through a company called SpeakPipe. You'll need to go to speakpipe.com and register for your free account. That's SpeakPipe.com. What it does is it gives you a web page with a button, and when you click that button, you can record a voice message and send it to any email address. I've already tried this, and I've sent a few voice messages by email to some of my friends and clients, and the response that I got made me decide I'm definitely going to use this on a more regular basis. And here's why. A couple of reasons, actually. First one is it's a nice surprise for the recipient. Think about when you're checking your emails. It's actually, you got to admit, it's a pretty boring task. You open an email, you read it, you delete it. Sometimes the ones I get, I delete without even opening them. Now, not if you send me an email. I'm going to read yours. But a lot of them I get, don't even bother reading. The point is people are accustomed to that routine. But when they get your email and they click on a link and suddenly they're hearing a voice message that was sent personally to them, it's a surprise. It's a nice surprise. I have a friend in Maine. Her name is Joyce, and we've been friends for several years. And when I lived up north, I worked on her computer. And she also bought a laptop from me recently. So when I was up there working on her computer, we communicated face-to-face most of the time. Well, 6 years ago, I moved down here back to Florida. So we've communicated almost exclusively by email for the last 6 years. As a matter of fact, I can't remember the last time I actually spoke with her. Was probably before I moved to Florida. So I sent her one of these voice messages by email, and she really liked it. In fact, she said she had forgotten what my voice sounds like. So that's one reason. It's a nice surprise. The other thing is it's a lot more personal. And this is where the real power of this service comes in. Think about this. If you're in sales and you're communicating with a potential customer, that customer might be getting dozens of emails from lots of other salespeople who are also trying to win him or her as a client, but your email will be the only one that allows that prospect to actually hear your voice. You think that'll set you apart from all the others? And here's another example. How about maybe you and your kids live, and with your family, you live a long way away from your parents. What that means is grandma and grandpa don't get to see their grandchildren very often. But what if you sent them an email, but instead of just words on the screen, they were actually able to listen to your kids talking to them? Think they'd ever delete that email? No way. So it's got some really great features. Now, using this service is really easy. All you need are two things, a free account and a microphone. Now, as far as a microphone, there's nothing complicated about that. You just get one of those. You can go to Best Buy or even Walmart and get a headset microphone. You can get them from even cheaper on eBay or Amazon. I've seen some on Amazon for as little as $5, and so the money is not an issue with this. And it doesn't matter if it's a USB plug-in or the regular plugs. If you use the regular one, remember that green is for the speaker plug and pink is for the microphone part. It's going to have two separate ones if it's not USB. One thing you need to understand about is that this service actually started out as a service for website owners. If you look on my website, you'll see, look over on the right-hand side, there's a little bar that says, send me a voicemail. When you click on that, all you do is talk into a microphone and I get it as a voicemail. That's the exact same company that we're talking about here. So when you set up your free account, you might see it talking about how to put this button on your website and how to embed it, that kind of thing. But don't worry about that. You don't need a website in order to use this. When you have your account created, scroll down to the bottom of the page where it says you can create your own voicemail page. Now, again, this is something that you may or may not use, but you just need to put in a name and a display name in each of those two fields, and that's part of the process in getting this set up. So when that's done, go to the top of the page and click on where it says Inbox, and then look for the orange button that says Send a Voice Message to Email. All you have to do is enter your recipient's email address and start recording. Now, when you're done recording, you can listen to the recording and make sure you're happy with it. If you don't like it, just do it over again. You can do it as many times as you want until you like the way it sounds. Then just click the send button. If you want to try it out, you can try it out with me directly. And there's a couple of ways you can do that. You can send me a regular email message. Just type it out, send me a message, and put the subject line voice message. And what I'll do is I will send you a personal voice message from me. As an alternative to that, if you want to use this service to send me a voice message of your own, you can send that to pctutor, T-U-T-O-R, at gmail.com, and then I'll reply with my own voice message back to yours. I think you're really going to like this process. I know I plan to use it quite a bit from here on. Now, before I sign off here, I just want to say thank you to Richard, Sue, Charlotte, Joan, and Harry. Each of these wonderful people sent me a glowing testimonial this past week for my computer repair services, and I really appreciate their kind words. Also, as a reminder, I am on Angie's List. You can find me if you search for the phrase computer tutor in the city of Safety Harbor, Florida. And if I've done work for you in the past, I would really appreciate it if you could leave me a review on Angie's List, because I'm trying to accumulate reviews there. So thanks again for listening, and I'll be back next Monday on the Computer Tutor Podcast. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Computer Tutor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to contact me with a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a future topic, you're welcome to do so at my website, computertutorflorida.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free Monday morning email newsletter. If you have a computer problem, give me a call at 727-254-9078. In many cases, I can take care of a problem remotely, so it doesn't matter if you're here in Florida, up in Maine, or way out in California. I'd love to help. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week. God bless.